Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Happy Friday, y'all. It's a football Friday here in the loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out, which you always get involved with the program by texting it, 713-572-4610. We're kind of want to talk about that Thursday night football game that you saw, a 20-15 victory for the Cowboys. And what is why do they keep doing this to us?
What's
the
NFL?
Nationally televised Cowboys Giants games, because they're all the same, man.
It's almost every game. I was gonna say it's every year. It's
when
every
was
game.
The last good Giants Cowboys game?
Good is relative.
Well, good is relative. There's your answer.
Like this one, I think there are ways that you could say this was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I would not say that necessarily.
No,
but like it was there was competitive. It was close in score.
Well, you are reaching.
Yeah. It was kind of a mess. Hey, I wasn't even excited about this game from the beginning, man. I let my wife watch 9-1-1.
There we go.
For the first hour.
Hey, there you go.
And I ain't even missed nothing.
So there was peace. There was peace in your household.
Yeah. Did you notice that?
I'm like, babe, go ahead.
Did you notice that? I let my wife.
Yeah, that was a little. Yeah,
I literally.
I'm glad she don't listen.
If it was another game, she would have to watch it today.
I ain't never let my wife do anything.
There you go. That's a man who wants to be in his house.
I'm a man.
All right, good luck.
Yeah.
See how she feel about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was interested, right? Because look, we're heading into this Jaguars game. We've talked about some of the you know, obviously you need to win this, right? Just record wise, you need to make sure that you are putting yourself in a good place. Sean did a great job of laying it out. When we were taking a handoff, right? The idea that, you know, if you lose this game, you put yourself in a situation of being 2-2, right? The division lead is not robust anymore, right? But then you're also now looking at a run of games where you have the Bills and then a couple of road games against the Patriots, who are looking a little frisky, and then the Packers, who are legitimately a good team, right? You're putting yourself in a place where you're no longer setting yourself up for a great record in the ways that we felt like you're capable of, but also, I think that when it comes down to like predicting future performance, wins and losses are good, but we've seen how wins and losses can have a paper tiger, or you can have a team that is where the record does not reflect how good they actually really are. And I think that we need to talk about like performance. And for me, if the Texans ultimately end up winning a Cowboys-esque game like this Thursday night football game, I'm going to have some concerns.
Oh, for sure. And well, let's ask our listeners here, 713-572-4610, and of course you can message on Twitch and YouTube. How would you feel if the Texans won Sunday like the Texans won last night? Here's how I would feel. If they won like that, I still wouldn't be sure they're a good team. I think they would be on their way to being Cowboys-like, in the sense of, we, you know, this team shouldn't just be, and fans of this team shouldn't just be happy to get there. You know, you'd be 3-1. You'd be on your way. The division is not good. You would have had your second division win. So you would be, you know, pretty much a driver's seat to the playoffs. But is that good? Is that what you want? Because what's the storyline in Dallas right now? Regular season doesn't matter. Regular season doesn't matter. It, you know, is this team going to do anything in the postseason for the first time in a long time? So if the Texans win like they did, like the Cowboys did last night, I wouldn't feel great. I'd feel like they're kind of like a Cowboys South, you know, kind of thing going on.
Buddy, that nobody wants to be that right.
Nobody wants to say that. It kind of hurt me to say that. But, yeah, it's not about the regular season with this team. Do you have what it takes to be a postseason threat?
Yeah, and within that, right, trying to figure that out, the measuring sticks are you know, different levels and different calibers of team.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, and it's kind of interesting, as we've asked this question from the 281, win is a win, right? It's hard to feel bad about being 3-1 in the NFL. Winning ugly games is just as important as dominating teams, right? Another person from the 346, I feel the same way about low-scoring tight win as a blowout. A win is a win. And I was kind of surprised that I would see enough of these. or a lot of these, right? Some won three, so we won the first two games the way the Cowboys did last night. And I think that's kind of the point for me, is that I want to be able to see this offense, you know, humming at a level where they're a lot closer to, you know, a lot closer to good than they are to just making it through, right? That is the thing that would that especially handling up the teams that are bad and doing really well against them, because this is not going to be your competition. The Jaguars are not your ultimate competition if you want to get to where you want to get, right? And so handling them up in a good way would at least get you closer to proving that when you face up against the good teams that you can have good performances. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's ultimately what I'm looking for this week. Against a bad against a good team, if you can get a win and play well, that's great. Against a bad team, the win almost is the mandatory. I need to see you play well is what I'm looking
for. Exactly. If you win like this next week, we're all happy. Because you beat the Bills. But if you win like this week against a team with a struggling quarterback and giving up a lot of points and, you know, just not playing good football and the coach is you know, on his last legs, that would not be an issue. We'd be here again. Look, listen, the 281 put it very bluntly, but I can't argue. He said that if you win like the Cowboys did last night, you're just like the Cowboys. You beat bad teams, can't beat the good teams. You are mediocre. I don't want to like that, but I think it's true.
Right, and I feel like I would understand the win is a win point, and I'd be able to be there a little bit earlier or a little bit more with you, dear texters, if I have already seen them put it on paper and put it on wax that, hey, we can rev the engine up.
Yeah.
We haven't seen them rev the engine up yet.
Yeah.
So I need to see them rev the engine up. Like, that's where I'm at, right? If this was week 11... And it was just like, hey, man, the grind of the season, or, you know, it'd be like that sometimes, right? If it was one of those type of situations, all right. We haven't seen them get to that high point yet. We haven't seen them get near that high point yet, really. And you can hear it in the answers that, you know, various people are giving from the Texans, that they feel a level of frustration with the fact that they are not playing to the level that they expect of themselves, talk less of what is expected from the outside looking in. I want to see you rev the engine.
If the Bills were playing the Jaguars on Sunday, okay, and they won like the Cowboys last night, no one would be worried because they've revved the engine, as you know, to use your words. Like, no one would be worried. It's like it's the proverbial ugly win, proverbial playing down to your competition. But good teams win that. The Texans have not looked like the Bills, you know. So they have never, you know, to use your example. Like, if the Bills were playing them and won like that, no one would worry. It's like, okay, well, they got it, but, you know, they didn't look that great, but they probably played down to the competition, et cetera. The Cowboys game last night was one that if the Texans play like that again, we're all still worried about all the same things probably.
Yeah, and I mean, without even getting into, like, some of the things, I know that Cowboys, you know, people that are talking about it, there's frustration.
Yeah.
There's frustration because of the way that, like, there's things within what they're doing that is not living up to the heights that they believe themselves, especially when you have a lot of money invested in various places, which brings me back to the thing that I feel like we've been talking about all week. Hey, man, offensive line, right? Like, this is a great opportunity for you to go out, and I think one of the places, and we'll talk about matchups that we're looking at, I think one of the places that you have an opportunity to actually get a little bit, somewhat of a challenge from this Jaguars team is when it comes to their defensive line. Like, hey, let's do some more measuring and see if this offensive line is not only capable but willing, because I feel like it's kind of crazy, and I don't like that you're having to question the willingness of your offensive line to go out there and be dominant, but that's where I feel like we are right now.
Oh, and we'll be there even more so if they have another game like they did, or even close to last Sunday. We're going to be talking about, you know, players like Laremy Tunsil. Does he really care? You know, players like Titus Howard, has he really taken a step? Players like Kenyon Green, who is early on was very good, wasn't very good last week. You know, we're going to be having that discussion again. So, yeah, no, this, I'm not a big proponent or fan of the whole style points, you know, term. They need style points. They need style points on Sunday.
Yeah, and I don't like terming it as style points, but I think you're right. Like, I want to see that you are capable of getting to that place. Like, even the idea of the high watermark, we haven't seen yet. It's hypothetical right now. I'd like to get some idea, some eyes on what the high watermark is for this team. What the high level end of this offense in particular, because the defense has showed us some of this, right? I don't want to neglect the fact that the defense has played to a pretty high level. We've gotten turnovers. We've seen them stop the run, all these things. Maybe this is more just on the offense, but I want to see you again. I want to see you rev the engine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. So, look, I get the win, please, by all means, right? And if that ultimately is the case, we'll deal with that going forward.
They need to whoop their ass, man.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they need to beat them like they stole something. They need to beat them to the point where Doug Peterson would get fired.
That's what Sean said.
Why not?
It need to be an ass whooping like that.
It does.
Because it can't be a close game where it give the Jazz a little life or Doug Peterson a little life where it's something there. Nah, you need to make them look like they stole something.
I agree.
You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go into the question of the day. Last night we saw the ultimate closing of Oakland Coliseum as the A's finished out their tenure there. We're getting a win. With that moment, like what sports moment made you grieve like that? Like it seemed like Oakland A's fans were grieving there. 713-572-4610. Let's break that down next.